Good morning, everybody. Can you see me? Can you hear me? It's the 24th of April. Can I get a combo check in the chat, please? Welcome to the Bear Show. If you're new here, please consider subscribing, ringing the little bell icon. If you're not new here, you know what to do. Share the show with somebody you love, and please make sure you're still subscribed, since the YouTube algorithmic robots seem to be hell-bent on unsubscribing so many of y'all. Good morning, everybody.
Good morning.
Good morning, sweetheart. I can tell you it's 8:30 in the morning, Central, and wow, that's late for you to do a brief, Bear. Yes, it's been a full-blown Monday thus far. I don't know why I would have expected anything less, but here we are. Now, as always, the show is brought to you by RefugeMedical.com, of which I'm the founder and CEO. So you may have seen Refuge talked about on other channels like Demolition Ranch or Forgotten Weapons or The Angry Prepper or Magic Prepper or Pinball Preparedness or dozens of others. I'm that guy. I'm the guy who started that company. I've now got an awesome team built out. And the reason we're going a little heavy on Refuge at the start today is because I'm going to tell you guys about something right now before I do the brief, just very briefly. In the description, there's a link to this. This is the Origin Western IFAC by Refuge Medical. Oh, and note the matching hoodie in Woodland and in Highland. These are going to sell out. The first 250 come with a certificate of authenticity. These went on sale a day early for the patrons yesterday, and I'm telling you for a fact, they're going to sell out. So, excellent present for the hunter in your life, or if you're into American-made swag, whether that's your hoodie or your first aid kit or your survival kit. There's a link in the description. So go check that out. We'll talk more. I'll show you what's in the kit at the end of the brief. Now, let's get into the brief. What is the camo pattern again? This is the Origin Raptor camo, made in America. Every stitch, all of it, made in America. So this is the Origin Raptor camo in Woodland. This is the Woodland scheme. And this is the Highland scheme right here. And look, see? That's the O, our tag. Right there, made in America, and right there, Origin, Maine. So, check that out. Now, the brief, Bear Independent Brief, 24 April 23, gun control, gun violence, and a nuanced conversation on what that looks like for us. The restlessness stemming from gun violence in the U.S. has not abated, especially now that a recent flurry of shootings have revealed a particular asinine use of violence leading to the deaths of mistaken youths. One Missouri teen was shot when he rang the wrong doorbell, trying to pick up his siblings. A 20-year-old woman was shot in New York after mistakenly pulling into the incorrect driveway in a rural area. By the way, for all you city people who are strategically relocating to the country, pulling into the wrong driveway is not recommended. You got to turn your car around. You look for a place on the side of the road. You don't use the driveway. You don't know what's on the other end of that driveway. And two cheerleaders were shot in Texas after accidentally trying to get into the wrong car to carpool hole at home after practice. A 24-year-old man in North Carolina opened fire on his neighbors, wounding a 6-year-old girl and her parents after a basketball rolled into his yard. Now, in all these incidents, you know what's missing here? A lack of actual situational awareness. I got into the wrong car and I got shot. Well, maybe put down Instagram, open your damn eyeballs, and make sure it's the correct car. Oh, I knocked on the wrong door and I got shot. Have the right door, homie. I turned around in the wrong park or in the wrong driveway. Let me tell you something. Out in the country, my wife pulled a shotgun on a guy who pulled into the driveway in a white pickup truck, just pulled up and stopped. Yeah, he was with the telecom company. Oh, you're here to get the fuck out of my driveway. Well, you need to make an appointment. I've had the county tax assessors pull into my driveway. Appointment, homie. Well, we would just like to have a look around. I know what you'd like to do, but you're on my schedule. I'm not on yours. You can make an appointment. For some of you, all that seems like a little maybe over the top, but that's the way it is in the country. And so if you're relocating to the country, what do you mean we're buffering? That's great. Thanks, YouTube. Refresh, refresh, refresh. Refresh, refresh, refresh. Freaking Monday. Brown University's Deputy Dean School of the School of Public Health, Megan Rennie, said, quote, incidents like this remind us that there is a danger with having a firearm in the house if the person that owns the firearm has not been trained properly, is impulsive, is hate-filled, or used substances. We need to pay attention to those risk factors and address them. We've seen an expansion of stand your ground laws across the United States. We've seen an expansion of firearms ownership. We've also seen an increase in isolation, fear, and hatred, all the things that drive people to impulsively pick up a firearm and hurt someone else. When we want to look at why firearm injury has become the leading cause of death for American kids, and I would push back on that, it is related to this aspect of fear. Brown University. Brown, where's Brown at? New York. All right, so Megan Rennie, let's pull your statement apart. First of all, we'll work backwards. Firearms injury is the leading cause of death for children in the United States of America. Bullshit. Let's start with sugar. Let's start with that. More than 50% of children in the United States are considered obese. Let's start with that. Sousen said, yeah, fentanyl takes that one. There's another one. So legal and illegal drugs, sugar, fentanyl. Motor vehicle accidents are statistically year over year the most dangerous thing, the number one killer of Americans. It is, Godin Homestead. It is. So, Megan Rennie, you can suck shit and die for that statement. And it's all propaganda. Let's go back a little bit. Let's see. Boobadoobadoo. Incidents like this remind us that there's a danger with having a firearm in the house if the person that owns the firearm has not been properly trained. I actually agree with that statement. Owning the weapon does not create proficiency with the weapon. Possession does not equate to proficiency. You have to train with it. I just yesterday gave somebody a pistol one class, a brand new Glock 19, never shot a pistol before, didn't know what to do. We spent 2 hours on the range. And the rule of the seven P's, proper previous planning prevents piss poor performance. That's right. So yes, you do need to train with your weapons. I don't believe that access to weapons is the issue. I think that we have a bunch of people. I don't know how to say this gently. I think we have an entire generation of people who have been coddled and have grown up in the largesse and the slush and the fluff of the system that have got their heads in their Babylonian rectangles of death 24/7, 365, and their situational awareness is shit, and they don't know how to communicate with people, and they don't understand actual risk because they've never been presented and who is armed. They're going to end up on the wrong side of a gunfight. I think that's part of the problem. I think also part of the problem is that there are millions, probably over 100 million firearms owners in the United States of America that have never been formally trained in how to use the damn thing. And if you don't get trained in how to use the damn thing, you're a liability, not an asset. And that's part of why I push against the, well, we're in the world, and I'm just going to grab my AR-15 and go out in the woods. You're a casualty. Well, we're going to go fight the government. You can't even do IMT, and you're going to go fight the government. That's not happening either. So, yes, it's a lack of responsibility on just several generations of young people in the United States of America, but also in many cases, a lack of responsibility to train on proper weapons handling, weapons safety. Y'all forbid small unit tactics if you're going to go do cool guy stuff on what to do with your weapons. I agree, shall not be infringed, 1090 Wall Street. I'm 100% for firearms ownership, 100% for it. And I don't think that you need to have permits or laws or anything around that because the Constitution has already spoken on it. But I also think that there's a duty for those who are in possession of firearms to be incredibly proficient with those firearms, not a societal duty, but for you and your home. You need to know how to use the damn things. A literal user manual here, but we're bad at taking instruction because of our egos. Our ego gets in the way. And women, I just taught a pistol one yesterday. Women are much easier to teach because they don't think that their firearm is their codpiece. So, what's up, Sober Party? According to data from just 2 years ago, questionable data from 2 years ago, firearms were involved in slightly more deaths than vehicles, despite there being three times as many cars as guns in the country. I also don't agree with that data because it's estimated that there's over 1 billion firearms in the country. There's not 1 billion cars. Even then, the sheer amount of firearms present among the American population is astounding, with the data showing that there are more guns than people. 100%. I think that's what the kids say these days. 100%. At the time, almost a third of U.S. adults reported owning a firearm. reported owning a firearm, and almost half lived in a household with a firearm. Almost half of Americans believe gun violence is, quote, a very big problem, end quote, for the U.S., and even in a recent NBC News national poll, for what that's worth, showed that 28% of Americans knew a victim of gun violence. I disagree with that 100%. Also, define gun violence. Answers to an open-ended question on a Gallup survey were revealing. The most often cited reason for owning a firearm was personal protection. Amen. From all enemies, foreign and domestic. Just last fall, Tennessee parents answered in a poll that their biggest concern for their children's safety wasn't car accidents, drugs, or alcohol. It was gun violence. Now, I think part of that is because we sensationalize gun violence in the United States of America. We don't sensationalize diabetes due to a lack of exercise and of eating of things that aren't food, highly processed gruel that comes out the side of the building at the drive-through window or the box at the grocery store or the children's lunch plate on the school lunch program. Right? We don't talk about that. We don't talk about vehicle accidents because people have just become inoculated to the dangers that are represented by a motor vehicle. We don't talk about any of these other things, but everywhere you turn, gun violence is on display in the news, in the media, social media. And why is that? It's intentional. It's a talking point to get for the big they to get us to shift the Overton window from what is acceptable, what we believe to be acceptable, an acceptable amount of risk and responsibility that we experience now, all the way towards one end of the spectrum where they would like us to be, where everybody is so in fear, and fear is a tool to manipulate and motivate individuals. Everybody is so in fear of this gun violence that they will clamor that half the country will beg for guns to go away because of this gun violence. And this is also part of why the big they love to talk about our democracy, our democracy, our democracy, not our representative republic, because we don't have a democracy. We don't want a democracy because in a democracy, 51% of people get to tell 49% of the people what they can and can't do. And so if they can skew those numbers, shift that Overton window to where 51% of people in this country agree that we're not allowed to have guns anymore, guns are dangerous, or it's terrible, we have to do something about it, they can exert their influence and control over the 49%. The way it's supposed to work in a representative republic is that 99% of people can agree that this 1% of people over here can't live the way they want to live, but that 1% still is represented in a representative republic, so they don't get acted upon. That's why we don't talk about representative republics anymore. We talk about democracies. That's why our children are indoctrinated with the concept of democracy, because a slight majority can influence, exert control over, can dictate to a slight minority. Not a fan. I also, to be absolutely clear, don't think gun confiscations would ever work in the United States of America because there are way too many from my cold, dead hands people out there, including me, Oh, you want them? Best of luck. Come get them. I dare you. And then even that goes into local governance. Who's your sheriff? Because the sheriff is the one who's likely going to be enforcing that if it ever comes to a town or a county near you. Our sheriff's awesome. On a first name basis with our sheriff and our sheriff's department, I don't have to worry about that. At least snapshot in time, I don't have to worry about that. So many are worried, so many are afraid, and yet no one seems to agree on how to actually resolve the issue. I don't think it's an issue at all. Millennials and Gen Z, ages youth through 42 years old, are both divided on how to solve the issue, even among their own peers within their generations. Naturally, there is also a divide between urban and rural areas. And while people argue, violence increases as fear and hopelessness arises. And clearly, witnessed by the surges in mental health issues and subsequent violence beginning in 2020. Yeah. Mental health issues and subsequent violence beginning in 2020. What else happened in 2020, mental health issue-wise? Violence and tyranny-wise. Hegelian dialectic, anybody? Thesis, antithesis, smashing together, you get synthesis. Cue, action, reward. Create the problem, offer the solution to the problem, control both of these data sets, smash them together, you get the result that you wanted. Fear, control of the populace. And then if half or just better than half of the people are begging, clamoring, mandate that politically, those in order to be able to say, look, we're acting on behalf of the people. Well, you can kiss my hairy white ass. You're not acting on behalf of me. And I honestly think, just like we've seen with these Twitter bots, where 8 out of 10 Twitter accounts were false accounts that have been created to produce a narrative on a social media platform to shift the Overton window to make those who were actual human beings on that platform believe that there was a greater amount of acceptance to these radical thoughts on Twitter. Right. Just we've seen that. We know that Elon has shown the light on that. But it's being used to push social agendas and political ideological agendas on NPCs. I don't think that that mandate actually exists politically in the United States of America to go ahead and take weapons or legislate away weapons. I think there's way more people out there who are pro Second Amendment than people who there aren't. Concept of the silent majority, where it's somehow noble for us to sit on the sidelines and keep our mouths shut, is to take action. You have to speak up. You have to make your voice heard. You have to let your mind be known. Political, social, ideological crap that they're shoving down our throats with 87 genders and people shitting in litter boxes and performing sex change operations on 7-year-olds and drag queen story time and 10% for the big guy, all of that you have to push back against. How many times for the last 2-3 years have I said you have to exercise your no muscle? No. Well, you have to no. I don't have to nothing. But if you don't, the men in the black Tahoes are going to come and put you in a little cement box. No. I'm not doing it. You have to wear a mask. No. You have to stay home from work. No. You have to indoctrinate your children into the system. No. You have to support all these gay marriage rights and all these abominations. No. Well, do it for the kids, the safety of the children. Why do you think all these statistics are being brought up for the children? Because they will always push this do it for the children agenda. No. Oh, we're going to do it for the children? Okay. No more McDonald's. No more ice cream. No more. You want to do it for the children? Plant a garden. Raise some chip with him through the blood of his son. Teach them how to handle firearms. Teach them how to break down and maintain their own firearms. Every last little spring and pin and detent. You see, you can't continue to farm out your responsibilities to the big government, to the state, and then bitch when the big government and the state is trying to influence you and lord over you. You gave that purview of your life or your... No, not participating. I'm not playing in that system. That is a whole system so that when it breaks, you don't break with it. I'm not playing these games. I'm not participating in their delusions. No, not doing it. This is an old story in the United States of America. Gun violence occurs, legislation is proposed, and people are concerned about the infringement of their rights. The legislation is struck down, and the cycle repeats. Perhaps times have changed, though, because some politicians are succeeding in making changes, and fast. Michigan's Governor Whitmer, has signed multiple laws for gun safety, air quote, this month alone, and will likely also sign off on red flag legislation, which is an abomination. No. So far, the state has begun to legally require safe storage of firearms and background checks for rifles and shotguns. This year, California will consider two pieces of proposed legislation, one to create a more robust process for taking firearms from criminals, defined criminals, and one to prohibit state and local agencies from selling firearms and certain related paraphernalia. In the state of Washington, the legislature has just approved a bill that will place a ban on dozens of types of semi-automatic rifles if signed by the governor. Still, some politicians merely throw up their hands and lay the blame on the degradation of society, which I would agree with, the degradation of society. You want to be lawless? Guess what you get when you're lawless? The wages of sin are death. You sow bullshit, you will reap bullshit. By the way, look at all these areas that are considering more gun legislation or passing more gun legislation. Are these not the same places where the sanctuary cities are? Are these not the same places where you can get free needles for your heroin? Are these not the same places that are overrun with homeless and displaced peoples? Are these not the same places that have 60, 70, 80, 90% taxation on their people? Coincidence, I'm sure. I'm sure it's just coincidence. We don't have gun violence out here. I shot 300 rounds at the range yesterday in an hour. Carbine and pistol. You know who didn't get killed? Me or anybody else in this area. Not a single person. You know what we did do, though, yesterday? After that, there was a pretty bad wreck on the road, and we saw one of the local law enforcement officers flying at 90 miles an hour down the road, same direction of travel as us. And three of us, three different vehicles filled with refuge people, pulled over on the side of the road to assist. So again, back to your bullshit statistics about gun violence versus motor vehicle accidents. Negative. And see, and they will quote all the data to try and, again, get you to shift your perspective, move the Overton window from what we currently consider as acceptable to what they consider as mandatory for them, the big they do enact their will upon the people. Shot 300 rounds yesterday. Nobody got injured. We had a blast. It was great. It was really good training. Shoot, move, communicate, sustain. And then had to respond to a pretty bad motor vehicle accident. The data is just not there. There's motor vehicle accidents, and I live in a low population density area. There's motor vehicle accidents all around here all the time. You know what I don't hear about? Gun violence. And when I do hear about what they would consider as gun violence, it's some doped up meth fiend who walked onto somebody's property at 2 o'clock in the morning to go shopping in their barn and they got smoked. That's not gun violence. That's defending your property. That's straight up Second Amendment goodness right there. And then you know what happens after that? The doped up meth fiends don't go shopping in people's barns anymore. Coincidence, I'm sure. Still, some politicians merely throw up their hands and lay the blame on the degradation of society. I agree, the degradation of society is a real thing. Again, that's why we are separating ourselves from society so that when it fails, we don't fail with it. Kentucky State Representative Thomas Huff said, quote, "A return to good values would be a key thing. Repent. Repent before God would be a good thing. I don't think new laws are going to change anything. You can't legislate morality," end quote. Turns out we already have a law for this. Everybody flip with me to Exodus chapter 20. Thou shalt not murder. Roger that. It is not thou shalt not kill, because some people just need killing. What would Jesus do? He'd kill pedophiles. Go read Matthew 18. He who lives by the sword dies by the sword. That doesn't mean that if you have a sword on your hip like now, like I do, that you're going to die by the sword. What it means is if you come in with violence in your heart, you're going to live by the sword. You're going to meet up with somebody who's harder, better, faster, stronger than you are. And they're going to take their sword and they're going to put you in the dirt. That's the brief for today. I love y'all. Happy Monday. If you want to stick around and talk about these origin kits or other ways to support the show, we'll do that in 20 seconds. If you're one of those people that jumps off when it's time to talk about how to support the show, this is your polite cue to beat feet, skedaddle, get out of here. Have a blessed day. Shalom. Exit stage right. Love you back, Mark O'Connor. Mark O'Connor at Cott Lumber. Cott Lumber, if you need straight 2x4s, no sway, no bulge, no buck, no nothing, go on down to Cott Lumber. You need some DeWalt 20-volt tools or some Milwaukee M18s, Cott Lumber's got you. You need screws or lags or bolts or carriage bolts or socket head cap screws, they got you. Cott Lumber. CottLumber.com. That's K-O-T-T, Cott Lumber. Hey, you know what I'd love to know? If you have a small business or even a medium-sized business or a large business where you or yours watch the Bear Show, let us know. Whether it's in the comments here or if it's, shoot us an email, intel@BearIndependent.com or admin@BearIndependent.com. What's up, Steven? Shalom, brother. I'd love to know who out there in the Bear Nation is out there, you know, watching the Bear Show at their business or with their homies around the water cooler. You know what I mean? Small machine shop. Awesome. Awesome. Digital marketing. Awesome. What if you're an active singer-songwriter? That's awesome, David Joshua. I'm watching while I design utility trucks for Alltech. That's awesome. I've had a lot of pieces of Alltech equipment, dude. Bucket trucks and digger trucks, center mount and quarter mount digger trucks and trencher attachments, I believe, and the off-road tracked utility vehicles and running a lathe. Nice. Computer repair in Fort Worth. Awesome. I wish you guys made winter extreme sleeping bags. Stick around for Refuge Industries, Arter Scout. Supporting boys who wear Marpat. Crayon Eden, Uncle Sam's misguided children making the grass grow. Amen. All right, cybersecurity, I'm watching for my dogs. Welding, fab, machining, pharmacy, electrical contractor, welding and fabrication. Awesome. Love y'all. All right, origin kits. This is the Origin Western IFAC. It comes in woodland here, which is more greenish, and highland, which is more tannish brownish. Okay, super cool. These guys are super cool. This is not just another bear fact. And by the way, these will sell out. The first 250 of these, the first run of 250, come with a signed by me certificate of authenticity. Okay, these are real. We're working on getting more of this camo from Origin, who, by the way, has been an awesome business partner to do business with. They're an incredible company. But they also, you might not know this, but they also make stuff out of this camo pattern. So, you know, as we get it in, we'll produce more of these. But this first run of 250, we already started the pre-sale on Patreon yesterday, and they're flying off the shelf. So today's your day to act on this, all right? So not just a bear fac. Let's note some little details. First of all, Velcro retention tab right here to hold your shears onto the outside so that when you're walking around in the bush, hunting, fishing, trapping, scavenging, foraging, scouting, CTR, SR, direct action, actions on the objective, whatever, your shears will stay attached. I love that. You've got a robust shock cord with a Cat Gen 7 tourniquet on the outside. You've got your Molly Powell's webbing on the back, like so. And like all bare facts, you pull the top open. But what's the first thing we see here? What is this? Oh, look. It's a Sawyer Mini water filter filled, also wrapped with a squeeze bag. And then you pull the inner out of the outer. We'll talk about the inner in a minute. But the outer, much like our crash vac, has a piece of plastic that's been cut that's in the back of this. And so it's super rigid while also being flexible. So that helps the pouch stay, you know, oriented the way that we want it. There's a little tab right here. You can see there's the plastic insert in the back to keep it. It's like a pack frame in your rucksack, right? Super cool. Then notice, look at the weave on the bag here. That black diamond weave, super cool, super durable. Ballistic nylon, water filter. Pop this open. You got the black and the coyote color scheme going on here. As always, made in the United States of America right there. You've got your tape. You've got your pressure bandage. You've got your gloves. You've got the straw for your Sawyer Mini water filter. You've got a Sharpie. You've got a Bic lighter right here, Refuge branded Bic lighter, and as well as American made, by the way, Bics are American made, come out of Connecticut, American made fire starting capability right here. In the back, we've got our stack. There's another pocket right here in the back where we've got our Halo chest seals, nasal pharyngeal airway, instructions for our Sawyer water filter, and a burn tech dressing. And again, the idea with this kit being you've got a purpose-built trauma kit if you're out in the woods and something stupid happens, whether you're hunting, doing recon, operationally operating like an operator on your side-by-side or your 4x4 or your whatever, but you've also got some stuff in case you get stuck out in the wilderness. You combine this with a good knife, which you should have on you. You've got cutting tool, combustion, cordage container, cover, your five C's of survival in this kit. Bottom pocket down here, we have our quick clot for wound packing. We have our backflow syringe for purging the Sawyer water filter as well. This could also be used for irrigation if you had to irrigate a wound. So you've got the considerably large syringe here. And then you've got our trauma pack from Refuge Medical. And this has more gauze for wrapping minor injuries or wound packing or whatever. You've got an emergency blanket here, cover in a survival situation, the burrito blanket to help keep you warm. Also used for a massive bleeding incident to help keep the casualty warm so they don't go into hypothermia. You've got rolled gauze, Curlix. You've got a muslin bandage here, triangle bandage. This can be used as a pre-filter for pre-filtering your water into a container. It can be used for making char cloth. You can make a sling out of it. You can use it for cordage. You can do all kinds of stuff with this simple triangle bandage. 2x2, 4x4, 5x9 gauze pads, a clear plastic eye shield here in case you have an eye injury, like you get a branch stuck in your eye while you're trying to get into your hunting blind or your deer stand, and flat duct tape as well. You'd see the very edge of it right there, coyote tan flat duct tape. So, which sticks to everything, including blood, sweat, and tears, and also can be used as cordage. So that's the Origin Western kit. Is it's an IFAC, it's a BearFAC plus a survival kit all put together, and it's in this exclusive Origin camo pattern. And these things they're gonna fly off the shelf. So if you're interested, get one. And again, they come in this right here, this color scheme, the woodland color scheme, as well as the Western color scheme as well. Those are in stock. Well, they're not in stock. They're on pre-order right now at refugemedical.com. Our BearFAC 3.0s are in stock. Our the ARCs and the SOBs are in stock. All of our other first aid kits, adventure kits, are all in stock. Potassium iodide for anti-warhead on forehead type stuff is in stock at the store. When I say in stock, I mean it's on our shelf. We will ship it to you today if you order it today. Not we're waiting for it to come in. Again, the Origin kits are in production right now, and so they're available for pre-order to y'all right now. Everything else is in stock, shipping fast, refugemedical.com. Your promo code is Bear Nation for free shipping on everything in the store. So go check that out, refugemedical.com. And a huge thank you to Pete and Trey and Travis and Jocko and everybody else at the Origin team. Thank you for partnering with Our American Made Small Business. Y'all are awesome. And thank you to the Bear Nation for supporting the small business. The Iridium Group said, most people don't understand the level of craftsmanship that goes into making that outer bag stay open when empty. Really nice touch. Thank you, Iridium Group. I super duper appreciate that, man. Also, if you're north of the imaginary line in the snow, if you're up there in Canada, yes, Refuge does ship to Canada, but go check out the Iridium Group, Iridium Solutions. We've partnered with the Iridium Group, Ed Snowbird, awesome dude, awesome guy. Got to meet him in Tennessee at the Self-Reliance Festival at John and Amanda's place from SOE Tactical. And we partnered up with Ed as well. So if you're up there in Canada, you need kits, training, consultation, go see Ed, Iridium Solutions. Awesome fella. And I saw somebody in the comments ask, all of our kits and components are HSA and FSA eligible, always. Always. So that's refugemedical.com. Refuge training. You've got some class availability in Boise, Idaho, and also Tell City, Indiana. So check them out. Boise, Idaho, Tell City, Indiana. I have another class that's going to be a little bit closer to home that I'll be posting on Patreon this afternoon once we have it in the store, because that one's going to sell out as well. And I will be at refugetraining.com. I'm also happy to announce that we're going to be introducing a dirt medicine class that will be done. Imagine Responder 1, SO, you know, Stop the Bleed and March Algorithm, Massive Bleeding, Airway, Respiratory Circulation, Head Injury, Hypothermia. In the field with your kit, where we're doing dirt medicine and small unit tactics. So, no, it Lion of Nobility, it's the Bearfac 3.0 style of pouch that's in the Origin camo, plus all of the survival gear that's in it as well. So it's a trauma kit plus a survival kit, but it is the Bearfac 3.0 pattern in this camo. So, it's not, and by the way, RLRL, they're not sold out. They're on pre-order. So you can go pre-order them. John Witherspoon, did you responder one at SOE? Awesome. Awesome. So refugetraining.com, Boise, Idaho, Tell City, Indiana. There's a handful of class dates, class availability left for those dates. So go check them out. Grindstone Ministries. I think my Bearfac is a 1.0. What were the upgrades since the 1.0? we added better quick clot. We added more functionality to the external pouch, including the bar tacks here on the sides of the Molly, so that you can add things to the external pouch. We made the external pouch slightly larger. We upgraded the trauma pack, the trauma kit that's inside of this kit. Added the duct tape and a handful of other things. So, is there going to be another in Oklahoma? I don't know, Tactus Squirrel. Are you going to be on Patreon this afternoon? Grindstoneministries.com. Thank you to everybody who supported our efforts in Rolling Fork, Mississippi. Couldn't have done it without you. Y'all are badass. If you'd like to be involved in the next disaster relief deployment, go sign up for the email blast at grindstoneministries.com. If you'd like to support disaster relief efforts, grindstoneministries.com. Click the donate button. If you'd like to support our ongoing efforts to combat human trafficking and to rescue kiddos who have been serially raped by assholes, donate at grindstoneministries.com. There will be dates coming up for Whiskey with Bear in Texas. It is a fundraiser for Caleb House, which is our restoration facility for juvenile human trafficking survivors. Whiskey with Bear. I will post that on Patreon first as well. It caps out at 140 people. That's what the venue will hold. It'll be, those dates will be coming up in Texas. It'll be a 4-hour schmooze fest of tomahawk ribeyes and whiskey and cigars and just hanging out with Bear in Texas. It will be expensive because anti-human trafficking is expensive. Good morning, brother Saw. Grindstone is badass, as is my brother Saw. SOE, shalom, shalom, shalom. Kill this week. Quarter of this year is over. Quarter of the year is over. Morning, brother or sister, whoever's logged in on the SOE account. So, Whiskey with Bear is coming up. Fundraising for Caleb House. And then also we will have the Refuge Ruckus coming up. The dates for that are August 18th through 20th in Fort Smith, Arkansas. When I have more details, I'll get them to you, but reserve the date. August 18th through 20th in Fort Smith, Arkansas. We're going to ruck 12 miles to raise funds for Caleb House. There's going to be people from all different types of agencies and organizations there. It's going to be like SOE's Self-Reliance Festival. We're going to have people speaking. There will be live music. There'll be live entertainment. It will be kid-friendly. And so on Friday, we're going to have live speakers and presenters and workshops and booths set out, you know, where vendor booths and all that. On Saturday, it's Shabbat. We're going to do Shabbat together. If there's 60 of y'all there, we'll do Shabbat with 60 of you. If there's 600 there, we'll do Shabbat with 600 and all that. On Saturday, it's Shabbat. We're going to do Shabbat together. If there's 60 of y'all there, we'll do Shabbat with 60 of you. If there's 600 there, we'll do Shabbat with 600. Morning, we ruck. And we're going to ruck through downtown Fort Smith, Arkansas. And the idea is 0 to 20 pounds, 20 to 35 pounds, 35 to 50 pounds, and 51 pounds and up. Okay, so you can pick your weight class and you can ruck as an individual, as a team, as a mutual assistance group, as a Boy Scout troop, as your company, as your you and your friends, whatever you're into, come and ruck. My ruck, so the average age of a juvenile human trafficking survivor, the average age is 13 years old. The average weight of a 13-year-old is 101 pounds. So I'll be carrying half of a 13-year-old, 50.5, and I've got another brother who's rucking with me carrying 50.5. So if you want to get 10 people on your team and everybody carry 10 pounds or 5 and everybody carry 20 pounds, or if you're just hardcore and you're going to go as a solo and carry 101 pounds, cool. And the idea is that you get people to commit to you to pay you X dollars per mile for every mile you ruck. So if somebody says, I'll give you $5 a mile, and you come and ruck 12 miles, that's $60 that you helped raise for Caleb House. And if you can get 20 people to commit to $5 a mile, that's $100 a mile. You come ruck. Well, Bear, I can only get 6 miles. Okay, well, it's $600 you helped raise for Caleb House. And our goal with the Refuge Ruckus is to raise $1 million. That's what we're shooting for. So, stay tuned for all those details. Combat assholes who serially rape children. Go to grindstoneministries.com. Click the donate button. I freaking love every one of you. It's Monday. Stand by for contact. I got to go, but I appreciate y'all. Thank you for supporting everything that we do here. Thank you for being the best freaking audience on the face of the earth. I love y'all. I'm out. I'll see you soon. Shalom.